If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Great news, steak lovers. Ruhlmann's is open today. It is Wednesday. They're open through Sunday for lunch and dinner down Highway 6 in Ashland.
It's Philmas, not Christmas. It's Philmas.
Great news.
Yes. That is phenomenal news. Yes, Phil missed today.
You ravaged through that thing.
Very hungry.
Yeah. Anyway, Phil.
Phil Ruhlmann. Go see Phil and the team for a delightful steak for lunch. Have a steak for lunch. Why not? Have a filet. Have a filet for lunch. Great way to start your afternoon.
Tell you one thing. I'd love to go to lunch and have a walleye.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
As long as you don't overdo it on the sides, you can do that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'll be with Phil for Thanksgiving. I'm spending Thanksgiving with Phil. Very excited about that.
You know that?
Phil's aware. Because I had to text him to make sure there was stuffing.
It was his family aware of this.
His family aware of this. Who's stopping by? Yes.
Please stop by and see Phil for lunch and dinner Wednesday through Sunday at Ruhlmann Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland. Sip is devouring a donut.
No, you're devouring He's trying to hide it a little bit.
It was provided by McSafety. Yeah. Brought in donuts from Lexington once again.
Are we supposed to have food in here?
Yes.
Okay.
Special occasions. Yes.
Special occasions. And we are...
this is special.
This is special because McSafety's here.
I'm special.
One last thing before we move on. I promise. Basketball for the day. I just saw a tweet. Joe Lenardi says Nebraska right now has the longest winning streak in the country, going back to the crown from last year. Longest winning streak, Nebraska!
Why are you laughing?
That's funny.
We have the longest winning streak in the country. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Lenardi.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? How about basketball that? School.
How about that, Kentucky?
Yeah, take
how about
that, Kansas.
Yeah, you want that?
Huh.
Hey, Duke.
Gonzaga.
Izzo. You want some of this?
Bring it. Let's dance.
Let's dance. Is right. Okay. Saw this yesterday. Now, I get called out, rightfully so, for my passion.
You do get called
sport.
Out.
And it's not just the it's everything. Huskers.
Mm-hmm. You do.
Dolphins, other sports. I'm very passionate. I wear my emotions are on my sleeve.
Yes.
Always happen. Never change.
Yes.
However, I don't ever get violent or in verbal altercations with people as what happened with a Texas man.
This is bad.
So this past weekend, Louisville was upset by Cal.
Cal.
Right?
Overtime.
29-26. Game at home, right? It's a home game for Louisville. A 38-year-old man named Brian Mandel of Corpus Christi, Texas, faces six counts of second-degree domestic terroristic threatening and one count of attempted extortion for comments made during and after the game of Louisville's loss to Cal to Jeff Brohm, his wife, and the quarterback, Miller Moss. He threatened violence, threatened bodily harm on Miller Moss. He has right now a warrant for his arrest and a bond set at $100,000.
I wonder if he's on the lam right now?
They don't have him. He's not in custody.
As of the morning, he was not in custody yet. But he has a...
Please, Breakers, track that for us.
Yeah, I'll do this.
I'd like to know that.
Brian Mandel on the lam.
Do you think there's any chance he had money on the game?
I would say
any chance.
Pretty strong chance.
I don't know if this is just a fan. This is a fan, probably a fan with a loss of money that was involved in this.
Well, this is a Texas congressional candidate's son. This is the son of a Texas congressional.
Yeah, it gets better. Yeah, Brian Mandel. Yeah. Mandel, one of the two. I don't understand that. Now, obviously, if there's alcohol involved, that adds things up. If there wasn't, it's even worse. If he was just lost a bet and was threatening the coach and his wife
asking, were you drunk? No, I wasn't. Oh, geez, that's not good either.
I just don't understand that. Like, I have fun outlashes, not at a typical person. I just, have an outbreak out there. I've I guess at the actual fan base of the program, not actual a coach. I don't go say, hey, you know, Matt Rhule, you suck, or Raiola, you stink. I would never do that, or threaten to hurt somebody.
It's not
what
good.
Goes through your head?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why does this happen?
Rage. It goes through your.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks. I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Ed. I don't. Yeah.
Well, on that note,
there's no way.
A confusing part of this is so somehow they were able to track this, right? They were able to track this.
Right.
So about that. Well, it was just was it 2 weeks ago that Tony White said that there were death threats.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
But though you don't hear anything of it after that. Mm-hmm. If there was truly death threats,
right?
Where is? I mean, are they looking into that? I mean, where did that
That's
come
from?
That's
a great point.
So I'm like. Because you hear of it all the
That's
time.
That's a great
like,
point. Oh, I had death threats.
So he said.
So did you take action on that?
Yeah, what was the action? So where were the death threats from? Because that appears, I don't know what this threat was, but the words death threats, which mean I'm going to kill you.
Right. Yep. I've never had that.
Right.
Yeah. And but they could probably
My
could
brother
track
said
that.
It to me a couple of times. But, did he? as kids. But,
yes. That was common.
You're going to kill me?
That's pretty that's pretty common.
No, yeah. When you're
Even to friends.
Right.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
But no. I get what you're saying.
As of last night.
I get what you're saying. When someone says that, okay, so you could take that to the next step and say, are you going to look into this?
It was almost like, I believe it was Jim McElwain again at Florida, mm-hmm. made the comment that he had death threats. And then they looked into it. And there wasn't death threats.
Right.
So it was like, when you throw that out there.
Yeah, don't throw it out there.
Unless it's like, yeah, here it is. It was Tony dot whatever. Uh-huh. On Twitter, sent out a death threat to me. Mm-hmm. Well, that should be dealt with.
It should be.
Because you know what? You have to have something like this. Just this incredible, incredible punishment. Someone has to look at it and say, okay, we're going to do some jail time for this. We're going to make it a felony.
You can't
because
threaten
that way,
someone.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Because it causes a lot of issues.
Because also, just do this one. How many times have you heard this one? Yeah, we all kind of thought that it wasn't real. And it became real. How many times have you heard that one? Well, actually, you know, there was threats, so we just kind of passed it off as being funny, and now someone's dead.
As of last night, he still was not taken into custody yet.
Okay. Brian Mandel.
But he's the son of a future...
Congressional candidate.
Right.
A congressional candidate. The son, yeah.
So that would go right up there with the, what would it be? Was it the offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator? For the Atlanta Falcons.
I forgot about that.
That left his laptop open, got Shedeur Sanders' phone number off of that because his son took his phone.
Right.
That's one of those conversations. Imagine that story even right now today. Okay, we're not even playing well. And guess what I got to deal with? The fact that my son pulled a prank.
Pain.
Painful. Painful.
It's a pain. This is serious stuff. I'm not making light of Brian
Six
Mandel.
Six counts.
Yeah, it's not. Oh, I'm not. We're not making light of this.
Not at all.
His father filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission declaring his candidacy for the Texas 34th Congressional District. So now his father's, you know, it affects his father. His father had to put out a statement yesterday, like Jake puts out statements sometimes.
I do.
Jake does a lot of statements. He does a lot of statements, gets himself worked up into
it. Take a step to make a statement at that point.
Now it's to the point, which is good, is that the fans are. It's almost like they're waiting for a meltdown. So they're waiting.
Didn't happen last.
Week. Didn't happen last. Week. Yeah. So this has been. This is not just. This is not. This is new
no,
to
this
me.
This is 8 years.
This is 8 years. So no, they're ten, waiting. Like, okay, if something doesn't go well in one of these games, if something doesn't go well.
Sips,
you know,
Sips it, very used to this.
Yeah, I was not.
Yeah, they take it at all.
No, it didn't even. People kept saying to me, God, Jake,
yeah.
What about Jake?
Jake, you're like,
what about Jake? You know, what about his flare up on Twitter? I'm like,
This is the 40th one.
Do you not know?
What was it about? Was it about basketball? Was it about the Dolphins?
This is your first time encountering him.
Yeah. The meltdowns are real.
He just shakes his head. What about it?
It's fine.
No big deal. Yeah. Ryan Mandel, be better. Be better.
Be better. Better.
Don't threaten people. Come on. The mailbag is next in Song of the Day on Early Break.
The bag. Take it.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.